Well, New Delhi has been in the grip of the deadliest outbreak of religious-fueled violence it's seen in the Indian capital in years. At least 30 people have been killed in 3 days of clashes there. A controversial citizenship law, which Muslims say discriminates against them, is at the heart of the strife. This woman's husband was stabbed and killed in the clashes.
I want to tell the government to spread love in India and protect everyone. Don't allow anyone's homes to be destroyed. Don't allow children to become orphaned.
Let's get the latest from our South Asia correspondent, James Oughton. James, Prime Minister Modi has called for calm. Is there any sense that this will calm the situation?
I don't think so. The problem here is that, first of all, Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister here, it's his government that has introduced the law that started the protest movement in the first place. So from that perspective, certain protesters won't back off while that law is still in place. But the issue here isn't so much about what Narendra Modi has or hasn't said. It's people of the ruling BJP party, which Narendra Modi is part of. This all started on Sunday because one of, for instance, the BJP politician Kapil Mishra, he whipped up these Hindu nationalists into a frenzy, and they clashed with these protesters who have been campaigning against a law which is called the Citizenship Amendment Act. So it's not so much what Modi does or doesn't say at the moment. It's also very much about how much the party can pull some of these people into line who do have that kind of power to whip up this type of aggression, this frenzied behaviour as well.
So is there any sense that they are likely to pull this back from the brink, do you think?
Well, not at the moment. These people have a track record of doing this, and that's obviously one of the big concerns, that the more these people get public attention, the more that we're going to keep continuing to see situations like this.
So what sort of scenes are we seeing? I mean, we're talking about the Indian capital. It's been really very extreme, hasn't it?
Certainly has been. I went out late yesterday to have a look at where the violence has been, and you had entire shopping precincts that had been burnt to the ground. I saw a service station that had been set on fire. I've seen gutted cars, school buses, rickshaws. It looks like a bushfire has swept through some of these areas.
And how have police been handling this situation? The suggestion is that they've been standing by and sometimes even being complicit. Is that right?
Well, that suggestion is not even just from members of the general public who have certainly expressed that concern. It's coming from the courts as well. The High Court have expressed concern, saying they've been too slow to respond and could have done more to arrest the instigators. Certainly, the violence in the past 24, 48 hours has pulled back, you know, very significantly since Monday. Monday was by far the worst day, and that is due to the heavy police presence now. They've also got new powers, so police usually carry like these batons you might have seen, these wooden batons. They've now put police with firearms on the front line, and they will announce that there are certain orders or powers that give police the ability to use those firearms if necessary. So now with curfews in place, a heavy police presence, that has done a lot now to stop the violence that we saw on Monday.
Our South Asia correspondent, James Oughton.